As you're cutting wheat, think about how this harvest can affect the yield of your next crop. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. So how can this harvest affect the next crop's yield? Well, the answer is stubble height. Taller cut stubble can increase corn or grain sorghum yields over the short cut stubble. So research on the stubble height has been ongoing at the K-State Research and Extension Center in Tribune since 2006. In this research, there's been the comparison between tall cut stubble, short cut stubble, and stubble cut with a stripper header. Now, tall cut stubble is typically around two-thirds of the total plant height. Short cut stubble is about a third of the total plant height, and stripper cut stubble is just the total plant height. So just for a reference, in 2018, the height for the tall cut stubble was 16 inches, the low cut stubble was 8 inches, and the stripper stubble was 24 inches. So what did this research find? Let's first discuss corn. If you average the yields from 2007 to 2019, corn yields were 9 bushel greater with the tall cut or stripper stubble over the low cut stubble. The average yield for the tall cut and the stripper cut stubble was 92 bushels per acre. The yield for the low cut stubble was 83 bushels per acre. Now that data covers several wet and several dry years. Now 2018 was a wetter than normal year. The yield for just that year was 114 in the stripper cut stubble, 112 bushel per acre in the tall cut stubble, but only 104 in the lower cut stubble. For the drier than normal years, let's discuss 2009. The year started with dry conditions and it persisted throughout the growing season, with the April to August rainfall being about an inch below normal. Corn yield for the stripper stubble and the tall cut stubble was between 106 and 108 bushel per acre. However, the corn yield for the short cut stubble was significantly different at 83.5 bushel per acre. So does stubble height affect a more drought-tolerant crop like grain sorghum? Well, it sure does. But the significant differences do not show up as much in the wetter-than-normal years. When averaged across years from 2007 to 2018, the highest yields were obtained from the tall cut stubble and the lowest yields were in the low cut stubble. The average yield for the tall cut stubble was 109 and the short cut stubble was 103. So I just want you to think about this when you're cutting along in the wheat field. Raising that header even 6 to 8 inches may affect your corn and grain sorghum next year. And I know that you're looking at those shorter sucker heads that get left when you raise that header height. I challenge you to shell out one of those heads to see how many, if any, usable wheat kernels are in that head that won't just be thrown out of the back of the combine. Raising that header height to two-thirds of the total plant height may result in more corn and grain sorghum bushels next fall. If you'd like to read through this latest K-State research report on the study, I have it posted on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy, and I also have it posted on my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. If you have any questions on this, please give me a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.